Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Now we have got today, we've got tomorrow, we've got Saturday to go and fish. However, on Saturday afternoon, the wind is going to pick up. We do have a slender window on Sunday to go and fish. The wind is going to be there, but there will be areas to go and fish. And after what we have seen this week, trust me guys, you want to get out there and get those rods bending. KZN has seen such a variety of species over this week between Brusher, Garrick, Shad, Kingfish, Grunter, Keelback on the offshore side, Tuna on the offshore side, and the talk of the town on the freshwater scene has been that scaly action. As for the bass, well, there are certain dams that are still producing the fish straight after spawn season. In fact, some dams are still spawning as we speak. I am going to be trying my hand on the bass this weekend. So guys, we are going to tell you all about this. We are going to tell you where to find these fish. And yeah, from now till Saturday afternoon, make sure you get out there. It's the school holidays, which means no routine, which means we get to take the kids out and we get to do a lot more fishing. Guys, the conditions and the reports are looking absolutely fantastic, and we are going to get out there. So when we are getting out there, make sure to stop at your Kingfisher to get rigged up. Guys, these are their stores that are open for you.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, for making our fishing so convenient. These guys have stores all over KZN. So guys, there's really no excuse to go and get rigged up by the country's best anglers. Now moving on to the fishing report. Starting off down the South Coast, as we usually do, with our South Coast guru, Adam, who has been extremely excited this week. Guys, Adam is talking about such a variety of species. You got to listen to the amount of fish that are coming out down the South Coast. And the South Coast is one of our highlighted areas for this next few days. And Adam is going to tell you what you can expect.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. As always, guys. So we're moving towards the end of the month, end of September. Payday's on our doorstep. And yeah, weekend's looking pretty good for weather, except for sort of Saturday and Sunday, you know, late and early, respectively. But otherwise, things have been really good fishing-wise. You know, we had those massive seas as reported last week. The seas sort of definitely came right a bit this week, and there were loads of rockfish around on the lower South Coast. Exceptionally good rockfish. You know, to name all the species, I mean, just to give you a heads up on some of these fish, Vinesh, we've had brusher, we've had stone bream, we've had shad, we've had a few rock cod, we've had even a hound shark. I mean, what? We've had garrick, we've had cob, we've had bronzies, we've had a beautiful sized Natal wrasse. We've had some really, really good epic rockfish the last few days, and a good couple of cob, and I mean some bus sized cob, and a few smaller ones in between, just to, you know, sort of throw things up a bit. So yeah, it's been really good down on the lower coast. I really can't complain, and nor can the anglers that have gone out and put a bait out. I would say that, you know, mackerel and chocker have still been the preferred baits. There's been a few bus-sized bronzies coming out, 50 centimeters plus, on full Gambiera prawns. So, you know, that prawn's got a bit more smell, a bit more scent to it. You know, it really looks good as well. So, and it's eating prawn, by the way. Has definitely been doing the damage in terms of the chalyun and also the bronzies. And again, not just a piece of prawn, I'm talking about a full prawn 1-0 hook, which is a bit big normally for a bronzy, but that's the size we're having to use. And I know of some anglers even putting out some 2-0 hooks because they are getting bus size bronzies. Again, that hasn't been thick and fast all over the show, I must admit, Vinesh, but it's definitely been a case of Ramsgate's being the star of the lower coast, where Ramsgate has been producing some really beautiful rockfish at the moment. And as I had said previously, you know, all those big swells that we had have definitely cleaned up some of these reefs, got rid of some of that sand, and have opened up some of the holes and the spots usually accessible to anglers and fish quite nicely on the coast. So, as with some sort of bad things, as there are some good things coming with it, you know, a bit of yin and yang, if you want to be all sort of mystical about it. So, yeah, some of the spots that have opened up have really produced some really good fishing again. Just to give you an idea, Kelly's Gully or Kelly's spot down at the bottom here in Manaba has really produced some good fish also the last few days. So things have really been good. That being said, just moving into some of the quick reports, Yuvongo Beach is still not really much of a beach at the moment by the lagoon and the waterfall. There hasn't really been much of a bank built up there just yet, unfortunately. And I know it is coming up to holiday time. We've got the school holidays just around the corner. So, hopefully that gets sorted out soon by Mother Nature. Otherwise, guys are going to have to be swimming somewhere else. But Yuvongo Lagoon, Nico, there's a local young angler down on the south coast, does a bit of all sorts of fishing. And we've reported about him before. And just recently, he went to go and fish Yuvongo Lagoon, which he loves fishing. And he got a tank of a perch. And I mean a tank, Vinesh. We're looking at close to almost 50 centimeters. That is absolutely huge. And especially for Yuvongo Lagoon. So very, very well done there, Nico. We got Raylan, who we reported last week, with another Garrick at number 4. And a few coming out at the block. However, the block this year does seem to be producing a bit of the smaller size Garrick. Number 4 sandspit area producing some of the bigger ones. So a bit weird there. But we've also got Kent with the Lacquer Bronzy near Trafalgar. And Amanda with a gas bottle of a stone bream at Margate Pier. Vinesh, I've just sent you that picture. It looks like this stone bream ate a stone bream. So yeah, absolutely insane. We also have some, some shad with Fiona at Margate Pier. And a hound and a brusher at Shelley Ski Boat Club. So we've had a bit of an all-rounder. We've seen a few brusher popping up here and there. We've also had a couple of cave bass, some five fingers, a few zebras. Loads of big stone bream. So rock fishing's really been good. And a few smaller blacktail also being caught at Margate Pier and the surrounding areas. So we do know, unfortunately, that the shad season is coming to a close and it's moving into holiday season as well. And a lot of the holiday makers like catching shad, but there's so much out there at the moment in terms of variety and species that, the holiday makers are going to be kept busy and so will the local anglers. So that's really, really awesome to see. But otherwise, guys, looking at the weather for the weekend, Friday, a bit of a north wind into a northeast, 9 to 20 k's per hour. Then on Saturday, we've got a slight northwest at around 12 k's, changing in the afternoon to a south wind that pushes to a gust of 40 k's per hour plus. Sunday, the southwester blows, but does drop slightly later on to around 20 k's. The swell will be around 1.4 meters to 3 meters on Saturday evening into early Sunday morning. So it looks like Saturday afternoon, evening, and Sunday morning, it is going to be a bit sort of uncomfortable in terms of wave height and also wind. It does seem, though, that Saturday morning and Sunday afternoon, things do settle a bit slightly. So we should be able to get a bit of fishing in there as well, Vinesh. Sunday, obviously, afternoon, that swell is still going to be sitting around pretty 2.5 meters, pretty high at the moment. But you still might be able to get a throw in or two. But otherwise, guys, have an awesome, awesome weekend upcoming. Have an awesome school holidays if you guys do have kids. And let's see those catches. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Adam. What a fantastic report. Things are looking really, really amazing down the South Coast, guys. Ramsgate is that area. And like Adam said, when you're heading down there, make sure to carry that chocker and mackerel baits. And definitely do not forget those Canberra prawns, because that bronze bream are on fire. Now, if you want to see the catches that Adam is talking about, make sure to check out our YouTube channel. Guys, these are fantastic size fish. That stone bream he's talking about really is, to me, the biggest stone bream I have ever seen. He was not exaggerating when it looked like it was a stone bream that ate another stone bream. So, lower down South Coast, looking absolutely fantastic. Now, moving to Scottburra, Park Rennie, and Rocky Bay, while I've chatted with Mike from MTD. And Mike says that there are a lot of bronze bream. There has been a couple shared on the bite, but the offshore boys are getting a ton of keelback. Guys, the keelback are absolutely wild down in Scottburra and Rocky Bay. So if you're in those areas over these holidays, go and perhaps book a charter down there and get out and get some fishing done. Now, getting down to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher. And Gary is talking about pretty much some good fishing prior to this ugly conditions that are happening right now. The sea is a bit untidy, but Gary is going to tell us all about it.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary from Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good morning to you all. Yeah, the sea's been really messed up the last couple of days, which is a pity because prior to that, on the weekend, there were some good catches of Garrick. Love Boat and a few ones outside in. Some brush have been coming out quite consistently as well, you know, around the rocks and here and there. And yeah, but it really got messed up, and as of yesterday evening, it was still pretty ugly looking. Yeah, let's see what happens in the next day or two, and although the rest of the week doesn't look too good, you never know. Particularly with the rocks, you can get in a sheltered gully somewhere and catch a brush or two. Yeah, until next week then, tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Good, honest report, my friend. Now, guys, just to make a note, this report came through from Gary on Wednesday. I am doing this recording on Thursday. The time is now 11:30. Guys, yeah, so as of then, the conditions are looking a bit better. The sea is looking a bit much more flat. And, you know, flat seas brings that flatfish coming through. So, Warner Beach is still an area worth trying this weekend. Now, moving on down to Durban, where Mike V says, you know, the fish missed Durban over this long weekend. There was fish on the north, there was fish on the south, but the harbor definitely produced the goods. That is the highlight, and the offshore side was certainly on fire. Guys, here is Mike's full report of what has happened in Durban, and he is followed by Brad Krobler with the offshore side of fishing.
How's it, bud? Yeah, the rock and surf guys did very well the weekend. When the sea was flat, the oaks did superbly well. And they got bronze bream, they got some stone bream, they got rock rot, up to some nice honeycombs and sandies on North and South Coast beaches. For some reason, they skipped Durban. Yeah, we got the big slip. Otherwise, I've got a few greys down at Addington, a couple blue rays, things I get. Not too much of it, but they did get some bite, as well as a few shad here and there, some Cape Stumpies, one or two grunter around in the beaches. The paddle ski guys did quite well. They all got their fair share of snook. Heard of one or two cooter in the mix as well. Not big ones, but there was a couple around. One guy got a lovely yellow fin. I saw the pictures of it. He didn't reveal where, but yeah, it was somewhere on the coast, yeah. So yes, the guys have been getting their fair share of game fish. Bottoms, keelback, dogger, big punsies, things like that all around. I was going to the deeper reefs, putting the baits down, getting their fish. Durban Bay is once again on fire. Lots of grunter, lots of snapper salmon, some good sized cob coming out. The kingies have started apparently in full force. One guy was telling me that he got 8 kingies in a session the other day. So it looks like the kingies might be in. We'll have to go have a look and see what we can get. Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your fishing this weekend. Have a great one.
Okay, good day, guys. Brad here at Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, the weather has still been a little bit up and down over the last week. We did manage to get out a couple of times. Yeah, the fishing has been all right. Not 100% great, and no great fireworks. We managed to get some nice slinger soldiers. And you know, some, when I say giant mackerel, I'm talking 1.5 to 2 kilogram mackerel out there. Out on the really deep reefs, I'm talking the 55, 66 fathom areas, there have been some keelback out there. And also there's been some rumors, not that I've seen any of the photographs myself, but of 1 or 2 dorado that snuck out on the weekend. Now, this is very early, but the weather has been, the sea temperature has been warming up, so things are looking confident for the summer months to be coming quite shortly. Yeah, so guys, we keep it tidy, keep it tight, and remember quotas and our stocks are limited. So guys, tight lines and good luck.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Guys, looks like the fishing is certainly bound to get even better. With these conditions being fantastic over Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, well, throughout Saturday until the afternoon, it is looking like flat seas, perfect weather, and definitely poised to get those rods bending. Now, guys, do not forget, we've got Mike V's prediction of this weekend and where he would be going and fishing and what he would be targeting. And yeah, there is fishing on Sunday, so stay tuned. Mike V will be back to tell us all about that. Now, moving on up to the North Coast, where it hasn't been the greatest of weeks of fishing. It's not for the lack of trying from the anglers. They definitely did try. There just wasn't that much fish. However, there were a few species that came out. Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito branch is going to tell us more about it, and I will be elaborating moving further up from there. But for now, guys, there is some other good advice from Jesse as to where to go and fish and how to fish, especially during these school holidays. And especially if you're listening to the show as someone from out of town and heading down to the Balito Salt Rock area, you want to pay attention to this one.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. And I hope everybody else around the country is catching slightly more fish than our guys here in Balito. We've had a bit of a rough week. Not very many catches, and it's not due to the lack of trying, because there have been a lot of people fishing. We've had some very rough seas, we've had some bad winds, and even though the conditions aren't favorable, we've had a lot of the guys out there trying, and a lot of the guys making an attempt to find every gap in the weather that they can to get out onto the water. So I've basically made it my mission in the last week to chat to everybody and see what's going down, and try and advise them accordingly, because I see a lot of the guys, they come through from surrounding areas. I mean, we obviously had a long weekend, and there were a lot of guys from inland that came down, and you know, it's a bit of a weird thing. There is a bit of a mentality that a lot of the inland guys have, and I'll give you a very good example. Basically, what happens is the guys will come down and at any time of the year, and they want to fish for shad, which is fine. For the most part, the shad do bite throughout the year in Balito. It just at some stages it gets very, very quiet, and you'll be lucky to get one every 2 days, but for the most part they do bite throughout the year. Even in January, February, March, when it's really warm, we're at the tail end of summer, the fish do still bite, even though it is incredibly slow. And then obviously our peak season here is going into winter, and through to let's call it November is when there's a big presence of shad. But the thing that a lot of the guys do is they try and catch their bag of four shad all year round. And it's a mentality that the guys have, and it's not a reasonable one. It's very difficult to fulfill those expectations. And what I'm trying to do for a lot of the guys, as far as helping them out goes, is teaching them, training them slightly, to try and understand the seasons a little bit better, and try and understand that if it's out of shad season or the shad aren't really around, there are other species to target. A lot of the guys from inland don't know that there's bronze bream as an alternate, or let's say, for example, pompano, stumpies, brusher, all of that type of thing. So we do enjoy training them and teaching them what's happening. And then another example is that the guys want to put steel trace on everything. They know that some of the sea fish have teeth, and you know, you get the guys that are fishing for blacktail with a clip-on steel trace, for example, which is obviously unacceptable. It doesn't work. You might catch one or two fish if you're lucky, but it does deter the bite really, really bad. So I think the main thing that we're trying to teach you guys, or educate the guys, is what to do, how to perfect the art, and how to maximize the catch rate. So if we're going to be getting the guys down from Joburg and they want to go and fish, basically we'll tell them, okay, this is what's going to happen, this is what you're going to do, and this is how you're going to optimize everything. Don't use steel trace for your blacktail. Use it for your shad traces. Don't use sardine for absolutely every fish. If you want to optimize, you're going to use prawns for bronze bream. You're going to use chocker baits and red eye, for example, for cob. You're going to put a live shad or live carrantee knife for garrick. Just, you know, diversify a little bit on your bait presentations, and you'll notice that the catch rate shoots up. So that's what we're trying to teach the guys. And we noticed it heavily this weekend when the guys came down. there's not a lot of fish around at the moment. And even though that's the case, we're trying to get the guys to change their mindset and downsize the traces, downsize the baits, downsize the hooks, and at least catch something. So the education is quite an important factor here. And I think what the guys need to do is get into a fishing shop, and if they're not catching fish, come and talk to us. We can help out a little bit. I'm not saying that everybody does that. And, you know, I mean, there are guys that have been fishing for many years and they're well seasoned. They've caught a lot of fish and they kind of know what they're doing. But chat to the guys in the fishing shop. They can give you inside advice on what's happening, where the fish are biting, little tips and tricks that's going to optimize your fishing for you. So I think we need a little bit of that. The guys locally are struggling a little bit, and particularly the guys that are starting off. It's very difficult to go into a season the way we have, where the fishing has been fairly poor and we've had a really bad windy season, and still expect to catch so many fish. So come and chat to us and we can talk about it. We'll try and put you guys onto some fish. We've got knowledgeable staff in all of our shops. Abuelita and Salt Rock Branch specifically have a lot of anglers that fish in our waters here, so we can help out quite well. And as I said, we've got all of the inside info. We can tell you what's happening, where it's happening, and all of that. As far as fish catches this week, I think I may have mentioned the previous week that we started to see some shad moving up again, which was quite nice, because we hadn't had a very good shad run in the last month or so after the really big smash that we experienced. So we were optimistic because of that, and the guys still caught one or two this week. It just hasn't been fireworks. I did see a lot of posts on Facebook about bronze bream, so I've got a feeling that the guys are starting to catch a lot more. And then just your general species from the surf, as far as like your blacktails, carantine, and stuff like that goes, a slight increase in those catches. Garrick from the surf has been a bit quiet. I think I may have seen one post, but I can't confirm when it was caught. It may have been an older post. If we take a look at the guys spinning, they had a fairly decent week. There had been quite a few snook around. I can't say the areas, but there was a gent that caught two snook in the morning, which is quite good. And if anybody fishes for snook, you'll know that to catch one snook in the morning is good going. If you're targeting them specifically, you know, a lot of the well-experienced anglers will catch maybe 5 to 10 snook in a year, if they're out there fishing frequently. To catch two in the morning is really good going. So well done on the angler there. And then the little kingies that the guys normally target on the ultralight stuff, they have been coming out in full force. That is a given, especially for this time of the year off the Sheffield, Belito, Salt Rock area. And that is about it for the surf, guys. Off the boats, I did see one or two decent-sized tuna coming out, which is good because we haven't had the tuna. It's been a pathetic run for tuna. Snook, there have been a good couple of snook around. Not fireworks, but there's been a few snook around. The guys are catching them on strip baits with red eye fillet. They've been catching them on all of your smaller diving baits, like your Strife Pros, your Crystal Minnows, the little Rapalas. And then spooning has really taken off. I think the guys have started to diversify a little bit, and we've seen a lot of catches on spoon recently, which was not the case. The guys used to spoon a heck of a lot, especially down the Blue Lagoon area, for the smaller fish and catch them and have a lot of fun. But there wasn't such a big thing on the North Coast until recently. But I see a lot more guys getting involved in it, and starting to have some fun. Their catch rates have definitely gone up since they started to use a wider variety of presentations. Bottom fish, it's good. Bottom fish, the guys are catching a heck of a lot of bottom fish. A lot of different species. It's not limited to, let's say, your Beck and your Dagger like it was in the last couple of months. The guys are catching a lot more species, just quite nice. Bass fishing, I've been doing a heck of a lot of bass fishing myself, and I found that most of the dams have spawned out now or are in the process of spawning. So you'll see that you'll still find your bass in the spawning areas. They'll probably be moving out into slightly deeper water. They're going to be moving onto the areas where there is still quite a bit of structure, and where that structure meets a drop off, the fish will start to retreat back to their summer hideout spots. Now it's basically along the same channels, all of the staging spots that they use to come into their spawning areas. So if you guys are going to go out there and you're struggling to catch fish in the shallows, you'll still see a lot of males around the shallows, a lot of smaller fish. A lot of them will actually still be guarding beds and stuff like that, because they don't know when the females are going to stop coming up to spawn. They just hang around there for quite some time after the actual spawn, just in case there's a second load or third load of spawners that move through into the area. And it does happen quite often where you will get another batch of spawners coming through. Sometimes the dams will spawn two or three times. It comes up in stages. So if you're struggling in the shallows, you can only catch the small ones, move a little bit deeper. I've been getting most of my fish just out of the spawning areas on the drop off, slightly deeper water, throwing weightless flukes. You can throw jerk baits, crank baits, basically anything that's going to imitate the smaller fish now this time of the year. Like I said, all of the dams are going to be fishing quite well now. The fish are going to be feeding up. A lot of fish lost weight during the spawn, which is what happens during the spawn, and they have to replenish those lost kilos. So I think everybody enjoys this time of year, and you can catch a lot of fish. They're not going to be as big as during the spawn. Even the same length fish is going to be skinnier and way less. So don't expect any fatties now. Might get one or two, but not a lot. Guys, that's about it. I think we're going to be in for a good week. The weather seems to be stabilizing a little bit. The ski boats are going to catch a lot of fish because we've got three really, really good days of flat seas. So I think we're going to have a lot of guys getting out there, seeing if they haven't been able to get out as much as they would have liked to. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Guys, let us know what happens out there this week. And then we'll get back to you next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse. Another great, honest report as always. But more than anything, that advice you share is priceless. Guys, that was Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito branch. And, you know, if you are on holiday down in his area, he's someone you definitely want to go and chat to. He's really an expert in Salt Rock, Bolito area. And like you said, if you want to go try your hand at that bass, he's definitely an avid bass fisherman. I know I'm fishing his area for some bass in a private dam this weekend, and I'm really looking forward to it. So yeah, stay tuned for my catches coming up next week. Now moving on to the rest of the North Coast, going up to Tindley Manor. Well, guys, fishing has also been pretty quiet apart from a few stumpies. Zinkwazi has seen a beauty of a blackfin. Once again, check that image out on our YouTube channel. As for Tugela, very quiet indeed. So yeah, the conditions weren't as favorable up on the north coast, and Imtinzini hasn't been all that much better apart from some big shad in Doggy Beach, a couple of inedibles on the bite, and the offshore fishing is not too bad. As for the river fishing, well, it is definitely looking pretty positive, but Nick is going to tell us a lot more about that area. So guys, here is Nick from Imtinzini.
Evening, Vanessa. Let's go back to ski boat fishing. We had some beautiful launches. Beach trucks has changed a lot, so we're launching nearly 3 kilometers south of main beach. So it's a bit of a long truck down there, but then the guys that went out, they caught some nice fish. Unfortunately, no snook and no tuna, although it's the right time of the year for that. Rock and surf, the best place to fish at the moment is Doggies, and just south of north of Doggies, right at the end of the road, it's called Old Ramp. The guys are catching those big shads. No little shad yet. A lot of spinners, not very big at the moment. They will get bigger, but however, we've noticed that the baby hammers that the guys are catching are sort of sitting around a meter, meter plus, which is very unusual, because normally when they get to about 80, they go out to sea. So when these hammers pick you up and you get a couple of good head shakes out of them, at first the guys think, oh, I've got a cobby on. sorry for you. You can have fun bringing them in. The river is a bit slow at the moment. I'm talking about size-wise, but species-wise, yeah, everything's coming back to normal after the river mouth's open. Yeah, we're going to have a busy weekend. The weather looks good. Friday, Saturday, we've got a big buster coming through on Saturday evening at about 5. Yeah, just if the guys are camping, just run outside and park your 4x4 on top of your tent. Otherwise, it's going to blow away.
Thank you for that, Nick. Looks like there is some action and your Mtanzini area is going to be a vibe this weekend. I'm glad it's going to be nice and exciting and we should get more reports next week. So guys, Doggy Beach is the area to fish and just north of that if you are targeting fish on the rock and surf side. And the offshore launches are going to be fantastic. And like Nick says, you know what? If you are camping, make sure to park that 4x4 on top of your tent because we have got some real gale force winds coming through on Saturday afternoon. Now guys, moving up to Richards Bay where things has been pretty quiet all week as well. Virtually no reports on the rock and surf side. And apart from that, it was just bottom fishing happening at Richards Bay when the guys managed to go out. The conditions just weren't favorable. As for St. Lucia, well, there has been a fair amount of anglers fishing for cob in the river. The big seas over the past week has certainly opened that up and there are some decent cob sitting out there. And your offshore side, well, tuna throughout the entire week. So that is fishing really well at the moment. So yeah, looks like there is some fish out there. There is a heartbeat in the North Coast. It's just you're going to have to really put in that time and effort and you will be rewarded. Now, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan, where he is reporting about all four seasons happening at the Midlands over this past week. But there are still water trout on the bite. There are a ton of scalies. That seems to be the talk of the town around the Midlands area. As for the bass, well, slim pickings at Albert's, but Mudma is definitely on the up. Jan is going to give us the full detail and what they are feeding on. Guys, here's Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So, this past weekend had anglers reporting all four seasons over the last weekend up here in the Midlands. And we grumbled last week about the weather playing silly buggers. But, as a former KP, I can assure you that I would rather be up here than down south in the Mother City, especially with that weather over the last week or so. That sure was some weather that moved up over the country, and they got the brunt of it down there, while we just had a light touch up here. On the upside, a wee sprinkling of rain and some rolling of thunder is promised that the summer rains are on their approach path and hopefully landing soon. The weekend's 10 to 15 mils reported from the Midlands at least served just to settle the dust, but now we need a proper shower just to give the rivers a bit of a push. As noted last week, the rivers are low and clear, and combined with the partly arctic conditions of last weekend, no doubt kept many anglers off the rivers. There were a few intrepid members of the Natal Fly Fishers Club, however, that did make it out, and as the saying goes, who dares wins, and they had some bacon to show. While the bigger fish were somewhat elusive, a good range of fish across the 5 to 13 inch, that is 13 to 33 centimeter bracket, were brought to hand. Nymphs was the name of the game. Specifically, pheasant tail nymphs and gold-rib hare's ears, and with the inclement weather, no mention of dry flies at this time. Again, just those few stillwater anglers that ventured out found the bacon. Those that weren't blown off the water, that is, as noted in one of the returns. One report noted a couple of smaller fish in the 5 to 7 inch, that is 13 to 18 centimeter bracket, that found their way into the net. And it's great again to see that the fingerlings from the winter stocking program are taking an interesting in the offers of feather and fluff. This was followed by some bigger fish, one in the 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter bracket, and a proper tank that fell into the 21 to 23 inch, that is 53 to 58 centimeter bracket. Water temperatures are reported at 17 degrees C, still nice and cool for the stillwaters. Apart from the NFFC waters, the private stillwaters also produced over the weekend. A regular visitor to the Midlands, Louise Stenerkamp, fishing with local guide Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing, had a cracker 63 centimeter, that is 25 inch rainbow hen, put a serious bend in her rod. Well done, Louise. I'm pretty sure we will be seeing you back in these parts again sooner than later. On the bass front, nothing showing up in the local socials. and Albert Falls seems to be having a bit of a dry spell, while word from Midmar is that fishing is still on the up. The variety of lures are getting interest from the fish in Midmar, from weightless worms, chatterbaits to crankbaits, basically any fast-moving baits, and not confined to any specific colours. But guys, come and chat to Michael in the shop, he'll give you the lowdown. With reports coming in fast and furious, the scaly anglers are out in force. The long weekend saw both the Umkomas and Tugela systems providing some good fish, and locally the Lions River is running low as Spring Grove Dam appears not to be pumping at present, so the fish are restricted to the deeper pools currently. News from further afield is that our KZN Fly Fishing Association, that is KZN FFA, junior anglers had a great weekend away up in Dundee on the Buffalo River. All the juniors managed to bring fish to the net, with some good sized fish being caught. Great practice for the youngsters going to the 2023 South African Fly Fishing Association, that is SAFA, Youth Nationals to be held up in Douglas in the Northern Cape at the end of the month. But guys, tight lines, get out there and do stop at the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Such great reports again, as always, my friend. Good detail in it and a lot to get us excited about if we want to try our hand at that freshwater scene. So guys, that is our report for this week. This is our KZN report as we get into the school holidays and we get excited. Just remember, Kingfisher, all their branches, they will be open to serve you and give you the best in tackle and advice, just like what Jan has said. So guys, get out there. The conditions are looking good. We have got a good window from today being Thursday. Friday is looking fantastic. Saturday is looking really good until the afternoon. And if you are planning on still being out there, make sure to park that 4x4 on top of your tackle box. It won't get blown away. Sunday is looking pretty good. And as promised, here is Mike V's report of how to go and fish if you are still planning on fishing on Sunday.
How's it, bud? With the weather going to settle Thursday night, Friday, and early hour Saturday morning, those will be my times to fish. With the sea being flat, I'll go look for some flatties. Otherwise, some lovely edibles, things I get. Saturday afternoon, I wouldn't bother because the wind's going to come through probably 30, 35 knots. Sunday, Bronze Ring River. I'll go look for some nice rockfish, scratching fish. That's what I'll be doing on the weekend. Thanks, bud.
There you have it. We can still fish on Sunday. So, guys, looks like it's only Saturday afternoon that is not looking, well, fantastic. Or, you know what, just rather go and enjoy the afternoon because Sunday you can still get out there. Guys, this is your KZN Fishing Report for this week. As always, just remember you can get the visuals of what our reporters have been talking about on our YouTube channel. And if you want a quick rundown just before you head out there, make sure to go and follow us on TikTok. We are updating that with some quick reports of what's going on a consistent basis. So follow us on TikTok, Angler News South Africa. Guys, I'm Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and we are taking the kids out there, so make sure to fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.